Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all the traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to jump straight in and have a talk to John Leha, APSEC CEO, and talk about the latest quarterly sector forum, Meeting of Minds for Child Protection Experts. And we have John on the line. John, good morning. How are you? John, you there? No, lost John. Let me try again. John? No, John. We'll get John on and talk about the latest quarterly sector forum, APSECs, and talk about that space, Meetings of Minds for Child Protection, the latest quarterly sector forum, which he states that this marks the beginning of a redesign of suit of structured decision-making tools on the part of Aboriginal community at large. This is another significant step towards reforming child protection in New South Wales. So that's a conversation that we're going to have with John, and I'll just check and see if I got him online. John, you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
I got you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, John?
Sydney.
Sydney. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming to the program. So just finishing the latest quarterly sector forum and Meeting of Minds for Child Protection Experts. So tell us about the forum. A success?
Yeah, huge success. Cool. We had over 130 participants, representatives and practitioners from across the state of New South Wales, looking to really support the Minister's reform agenda for New South Wales child protection.
Sure. So when you have, the old saying, it takes a community to raise a child. So we all are in this together. We all should be at the table, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. And I guess that's the critical point of having a sector forum, is to ensure that the sector, yes, particularly the Aboriginal community control sector, is strong and is leading the discussion, yes, when it comes to reforming child protection.
Well, the old phrase, not the tail wagging the dog, we're going to be in control and we've got the solutions to our problems as First Nation people, haven't we?
Absolutely.
John, how long have you been CEO of the organisation?
I've been here for 3 years now.
Enjoying that journey?
Yeah, it's been great.
Good.
It's been great to be able to contribute to.
Yeah, fantastic. But we've still got a lot of ways to go, and it's great to have everybody at the table in regarding going forward. I mean, the children are our future, but we need to give them a strong foundation for their vision for their future, which is Australia's future, is it not?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How many on board? How many are part of the your team there, John?
Oh, we've got about 32 staff, but we have about 15 Aboriginal community control organisations throughout the state of New South Wales.
Yes.
That are supporting what is about 6,600 Aboriginal children in the out-of-home care system at the moment.
Yeah.
But the work that we've got at hand will hopefully be addressing that over-representation and,
sure,
bringing that down through the means of restoration, working closer with families, intervening early enough, and supporting them to ensure that children don't actually become part of the child protection system in the first place.
Exactly. Now, what about First Nation foster carers? Are many of those at the table?
There is a need for us to continue to grow the number of Aboriginal foster carers.
Yes.
But more critically, kinship carers, ensuring that our families, our immediate and extended families, are afforded the opportunity to provide the support for children as soon as possible before looking at other forms of foster carers.
Yes. I mean, it's in some cases very sad, but some kids have to be removed because of their parent situation. But it's more better moving into a black family or black foster carers. Absolutely. I mean, so the culture, black on black, yes?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, firstly, being with extended family members, community members,
kin,
and
yes.
all country.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that is widely known and accepted that that is the place and the ways in which we like to care for our children if they do need to be cared for.
And the goal is to get the children back to their parents, isn't it?
Absolutely. We 100% do not agree with adoption at all.
Yep.
It is the permanent separation of children from family is something that we definitely are not supportive of, which is why kinship care, foster care, those other means are a better option for Aboriginal children, given the long history Australia has had from removing children from our families.
Yeah, fantastic. John, look, great to hear. That was a successful sector forum. Congratulations there. Big shout out to your team. Keep working hard there. Please keep in touch and all the best, John.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There
it is. That's John and John Leia. He's the CEO of APSEC and talking about the latest quarterly sector forum. So very important. He's had about 150 people at the forum and all from across New South Wales and interstate, including government agencies and community organisations and both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people at the table in regard to looking after our children, First Nation children in New South Wales. But that's happening across this country. And I know that a lot of the elders talk about when removing children, it's the 21st century, stolen generation. And, yeah, we need to put a stop to that, but protect and look after our children. Have your say in Yarnup Song. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
likes to party, have a good time. She looks so hot, just feeling fine. She loves to smoke, sometimes rum and coke. She'll be laughing when there ain't no joke. Yeah, she loves to model up in the latest fashion. She's in a scramble and she moves with passion.
In this island paradise,
she is living in this island paradise. That's what she knows. Living in this island paradise. That's what she does. Living in this island paradise. That's where they are. She'll be laughing when there ain't no joke. She loves to smoke, sometimes sipping coffee. She looks so hot, yeah, feeling just fine. She loves to party, yeah, I have a good time. She's getting high, trying to fly.
Good morning, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindingi Country at BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, all your mob out there, yarning up and kai kai breakfast, driving breakfast, Kellogg's cornflakes. Well, a century of cereal, 100 years of breakfast bliss for Aussies. So from producing 50,000 cases of cereal in original Chippendale factory in 1924 to now producing 42 million kilograms of cereal every year in the Botany factory, it has been a monumental growth. And while over 87% of ingredients used are sourced locally, Kellogg's has given back to the community with more than 60 million serves of cereals and snacks donated over the past 10 years. In line with their 100-year anniversary, Kellogg's is encouraging Aussies to celebrate the milestone achieved within the cereal and food industry over the last century in Australia. We're going to catch up a yarn with Leanne Bell from Kellogg's. Leanne, good morning. Thank you very much for coming to the program.
No, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Can you tell us a bit about the beginnings of Kellogg's?
Back in 1924, a gentleman by the name of Morris Raymer, who was actually a machinery specialist, he was sent out here to Australia to set up our first ever cornflakes machine. And that was set up in a rented building in the Sydney suburb of Chippendale. And what we found was Aussies couldn't get enough of our tasty cereal. So just 4 years later, we set up our factory in Botany. Fast forward to today, we're actually producing over 42 million kilos of cereal every year.
Thank you. What are the key highlights over the last century?
Well, there's so many key highlights over the last century of Kellogg's, but I'll share with you a few of my key favourites. A big one is Nutri-Grain. So Nutri-Grain was actually created for the Australian market. The other big one would be our famous Kellogg's Cornflakes Brewster. So you may not know, but his name is actually Cornelius, and he first appeared on our boxes in 1960. And lastly, I can't forget our super famous jingle for Cocoa Pop, Just Like a Chocolate Milkshake, Only Crunchy. That actually first aired on national television in 1962.
And how is Kellogg supporting Aussies across the country?
It's really important to us to support Aussies across the country, and we do that through our Better Days initiative. We've donated more than 60 million serves of food to both Aussies and Kiwis in need over the last decade. We're also continuing to strive towards a more sustainable future by reducing food waste and providing recyclable, reusable or compostable packaging wherever possible.
Importance to Kalanova Australia to work with Aussie farmers, yes?
It's really important for us to work with Aussie farmers. In fact, the grains we use in Kellogg's Much Loved cereals have been sourced from generations of Aussie farming families. And today, over 87% of the ingredients used to make our cereal in our Botany factory are sourced locally. So that includes our corn, wheat, rice, oats, sugar and salt. We've also increased our support since 2023 to help farmers. We partner together with them to reduce farm greenhouse gas emissions and also future-proof crops against climate change.
Where can Australians go to find out more?
Well, to learn more about our journey, Aussies can head to kelloggs.com.au. where you can check out both highlights and iconic ads from the last century.
Thank you, Leanne Bell. You take care. All the best to you.
No worries. Thank you for your time.
That's Leanne Bell from Kellogg's, and fantastic. A century of cereal. 100 years cornflakes. Too deadly. Enjoy the cocoa. Enjoy your breakfast, you mob. This is Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black. Give us a call. Have your say. 1-800-422-416.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to make your dream become reality, the people that are running at their dreams know that it's possible that you can live your dream, that it's necessary, that you're relentless, that you have a plan of action, that you are creative. The people that are living their dream are finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them. And they're resolving within themselves, it's not over until I win.
From 9 to 3, my next dreams are so that show up in MCG. It's what I do, not just what I like. Hustling, ripping mics, a part of my everyday life. I'll
roll the dice. You gave me nothing, I made something. That's cause I believe in everything I did. And now look what this ball has achieved. I climbed mountain peaks, crossed over rivers and creeks. Even when life crumbled me, shit, still I rose to my feet. Start with a passion and took every step one day at a time. Master my skills till I produce the techniques so refined. Came from the bottom and slowly making my way to the top. I'll never change for nothing, still representing my block. No matter what life throws at me, I said I would not fail. Against all circumstances, I promise I will prevail. The sky's the limit, y'all.
The journey of a thousand miles seems a long way, but I'ma get mine, cause I'ma keep trying. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride, cause there's no mountain that this bullet can't climb. I'm reaching past the stars on the clouds, not even the force of gravity can hold me down. I'm space bound to live out the ride or die, to see my ambitions are driven by this fire inside.
They say life is short, time is valuable and subtracted, no time for second thoughts. I got to make it all happen, it's time for me to shine. And I know ain't nothing gonna stop me, cause this will to succeed only makes me hungry. I got big dreams, I'm contemplating these visions. I'm out to take mine and execute with smooth precision. I sacrificed a lot and learned to take what I was given. Now I'm living by my rules and my tender conditions. Has my game tight, back and forth, I struggle through hell. Despite the long nights, I put in work and strive to excel. Now see, I came out on top, through all the bullshit I tried. Cause in this cold world we live in, only the strong survive. Dreams never come true, doing nothing, just hoping and waiting. You need to get up, get moving, and grab a hold and just take it. I know these haters will keep coming, but never surrender. Keep your head up high, focus and just always remember. The sky's the limit, y'all.
The journey of a thousand miles seems a long way, but I'ma get mine, cause I'ma keep trying. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride, cause there's no mountain that this bullet can't climb. I'm reaching past the stars on the clouds, not even the force of gravity can hold me down. I'm space bound to live out the ride or die, to see my ambitions are driven by this fire inside.
It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
You say what I wanna hear, cause it's easier than saying complicated, and I hear you loud and clear when you say I'm overreacting. Just sick of you asking me over and over, then tell me it's over when I say it's complicated.
Avec tes belles paroles, quand personne n'écoute discrètement, tu m'avoues enfin que tu perds le contrôle. Encore et encore, tout ça pour me dire c'est fini. Ne m'appelle pas en pleurant lorsque je décide de vivre ma vie.
Tu as besoin Maybe you've lost your mind. You've lost your sanity. Tu en perds la raison jusqu'à plomb.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and here at the First Nation Radio Station, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. Give us a call, have you say, 1-800-422-416. Now, Weld Australia is urging the federal government to invest in a national network of Indigenous welding schools to help create real skills, real jobs for Indigenous Australians and close the gap. Look, I think it's a fantastic opportunity and getting our mob in this industry. And when you look at it, no matter how advanced we get in technology, if you've got two metal pieces and you need to put them together, you need welding. So it'll be, it's not a dying industry as such. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Jeff Crittenden. He's the CEO of Weld Australia. On the line, we have Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. I'm extremely well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Now, you're based down in Sydney, are you?
I am, yep.
So, Weld Australia, you're the CEO. How are we going in this industry, first of all, in regarding welders? Have we got sufficient welders in this country?
No, it's a huge problem here and globally. So, we've got about 70,000 welders short for the work we need to do.
Whoa.
We've got 67,000 in Australia already, so we effectively need to double the size of our welding workforce. But we're not the only ones in the world. The Americans need 480,000, the Japanese 250, and even I understand now in Great Britain they've got no welders at all. So it's a global problem, and we need to do something about it.
And then you talk about here we are, as First Nation people, we're talking about closing the gap. Well, the government should come to the table, invest money in this industry, and I think it's a great idea, welding schools, and get our boys and girls in this industry, become welders, a fantastic job opportunity, career opportunity, and they get a job anywhere in the world, can't they?
They certainly can. I mean, I'm as frustrated as everybody else is about the continual closing the gap reports, which say must do better. But I was listening to the Prime Minister be interviewed the other day, and he said, and I clearly was genuine in this, he said, I want to provide jobs for every Indigenous person in Australia so they have the same opportunities as everybody else.
Well, here's Welding Australia singing out, hey, look at us, great industry.
So I've written to him and said, this is what we've got to do.
Exactly.
We can run these Indigenous welding schools. If we have expertise in this area, we can use Indigenous trainers, Indigenous companies, training companies to put the whole thing together. And the interesting thing is that we do a lot of work with the prisons in Victoria.
Okay.
And one of the guys down there that trains a lot of Indigenous guys in welding, he's come up with what I think is a brilliant way of introducing welding to Indigenous young men and women. And what he does is he gets them to use Indigenous art. So he teaches them to weld to create sculptures, Indigenous art sculptures, and that creates enthusiasm and
well, they become a welder to do that.
Ah, spot on.
You know, so there it is. So they then have the trade, so to speak, and then they can also venture off into the art world and become entrepreneurs, businesses, artists. But then they've got the background to work in mines or what have you as welders.
Exactly. So they can do the art, they can work in the mines, they can be welders, and both men and women. And what we've offered to do is to set up a national competition for welded art for Indigenous people. And we will put all the winners we'll put into an international competition so we can give them the opportunity for global recognition.
Yeah,
well,
beautiful.
I think it's great.
Beautiful. So you're talking about the government needs to invest in a national network of Indigenous welding schools. So are you talking like, don't they do welding at TAFE, or do we need a building in itself, a network of builders and buildings to create this, or coincide and work in conjunction with TAFE?
Well, my view is that we need to set up proper schools for Indigenous welders in the places where Indigenous people are.
Okay, yep.
And we also need to have, and I'm not an expert on this, so you'll excuse me, but we need proper guidance from Indigenous people to help them. Because the hard thing, quite honestly, is not teaching
Mentors, work-ready people in that space give them the vision and the future, and the platform is there, but now we need to look up while we're working, sort of thing.
Exactly right.
Yeah, good. Okay, look, this is a very important yarn, and look, the government listens to our conversations here. So, federal government, we're streaming out. Here's a great opportunity, closing gaps. Albanese, you did mention that you want to give Indigenous people jobs. Well, here's a fantastic career pathway, and Wild Australia is putting their hands up. Yep.
Yep.
Good one, Jeff. This is fantastic.
Thanks.
Thank you for your yarn, my friend. And look, let's keep in touch and let's massage this conversation. And all the best to you, Jeff.
Anytime. Thanks very much, mate.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
There it is. That's Jeff Crotterdon. He's the CEO of Weld Australia, and he is streaming out, urging the federal government to invest in a national network of Indigenous welding schools to help create real schools, real jobs, and for Indigenous Australians, and to close the gap. Look, that's a six-pronged spear, and we could say a six-pronged spear made out of metal. So there you go. You need welding to do that. And look, it could be an opportunity as well for as what they're doing in prisons down south there, using welding, and the prisoners are then becoming artists as such, using metal and welding art together. So look, it is a great opportunity, and like I said, I don't care how advanced we're getting technology. If you want two metals to be together, then you need welders. So there it is, a great opportunity, a great career pathway. So heads up, federal government, look at this opportunity. Let's close the gap. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Dilly number here, 1-800-422-416. With Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, out a lot. Animal control round car, round red round car, round green round car, round yellow car, blue car, dump truck, out a lot. Animal control car, red car, green car, yellow car, blue car, dump truck, out a lot. Animal control car. On Thursday.
Yeah, that's Thursday Island, Black Paradise, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up. Strong deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 99.7 FM, and across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Big shout out to the team down there. Hope you're well, and yarn up strong, your mob. And you can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Let's look at the news headlines for today. ABC News, Zachary Rolfe to begin 5 days of questioning at the Kamajaye Walker coronial inquest. In short, former NT police officer Zachary Rolfe is scheduled to spend 5 days in the witness box answering questions about the shooting death of a 19-year-old Indigenous man in 2019. He is also expected to be questioned on his use of racist language in text messages prior to the shooting. Mr. Rolfe is the final witness to be called in the long-running inquest before final submissions are made in May. After 59 days of hearing testimony from around 80 witnesses and a handful of unsuccessful appeals, judicial reviews and legal arguments spread over almost 18 months, the end of Northern Territory's longest-running coronial inquest is in sight. And it's the situation in regard to ex-police officer. Other news here, Australians warned to expect fewer but more ferocious cyclones. It is a stretch of country home to idyllic beaches and bush, but its flat terrain and positioning near the warm northern sea means it's often left exposed as wet season cyclones roll through. There's a kind of complacency about wild weather in this part of the world, but Mr. Chauvinel says the attitude is changing. This kind of weather only comes a couple of times a year, and it brings a lot of powerful wind that scares people in the country, he says. And the Karajara man said that he that after the widespread destruction, ex-tropical cyclone Ali rained on the northern coast 2 years ago, Bidinyang Naticles started to question life in the Ali. As the climate is changing, we have to gear up and prepare, he says. What other news here? The National Indigenous Cricket Championship to be held in Alice Springs without Northern Territory side. In short, for the first time since the National Indigenous Cricket Championship began in 2017, the Northern Territory is not fielding a team. NT Cricket has cited a number of reasons, including a lack of talent and available funding to develop Indigenous cricketers locally. The tournament is open to any part of the country, but the NT wants to hold onto hosting rights. The seventh edition of the National Indigenous Cricket Championship has encountered a strange issue after Northern Territory failed to field a team hosting the competition. Sad affair there. I think if anybody's Indigenous, don't even play, they play cricket. Chuck on the baggy greens, you would say, the baggy hat, and play. Represent your territory, represent your state. Anyway, food for thought. Have you say your mob, Yarn Up Strong. About 14 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM, BBM.
Wondering, hoping today is gonna be that day. Politicians bitching about their problems, wonder if they really care for you and me. They don't care for you and me. Oh, 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 oh. Love is gonna come my way. This morning, didn't like the way I carried myself. She said, I don't care for you and me.
Yep, yep, you saw me without a doubt, baby girl, it gon' be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do is be kind. Hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean, making me cool to a fact, cool to a T. Just me and you, you and me, we forever be, baby. You saw me, that is just always in my nerve. And baby girl, you can feel it, cause you know that love is pain.
Love is gonna come my way. Love is gonna come my way. Such a great feeling about myself. I know that love will save the day. Love will save the day. Whoa, 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 whoa. Love is gonna come my way.
Rubbing you, I'm kissing your lips. All of a sudden, your body yearning back for the uplift, protecting you, pussycat, like a precious gift. Hold you next to me, telling you I love you since the first kiss. This is true love, this is true bliss. You can't reminisce, oh baby girl, you're something what you're gonna miss. I know the feeling is deep. You look, man, I'm an alley, baby girl. It's a me and Drew's again. Staring at a blank page, my pen and pad, call it, don't have a straight mind. This thing is bad, cause rain is falling on the street tonight, so cold. I see my sneakers in hold up, and yes, I think some more. Real don't know if I should be ripping fast or ripping slow. My plan is not to be feeling this pain so strange. The falling rain is coming and it won't be late. I wish for change, but you could never change your fate. Is this the very false cause that I'm supposed to play? I'm singing, yep, yep, you sub it. You sub it wide, baby girl, back to the first verse. Yep, yep, you sub it without a doubt, baby girl, it gon' be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do. Be kind, hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriends.
22 Clan, baby. Yo, yo. Dead their door, set the record straight. My team heavyweight. One mark reppin', we the first to originate. Y'all can try to discriminate, you've been doing it anyway. We just keep stepping, coming up, watch us elevate. Deuce-side, Layla Park, Rivers in the pen rip. Mac Ridge ripping, no, I never let the pen slip. Mary's at the crime, bro, way up to the ridge. One love to the mob, out in Westside. Sid, you better be ready to get it. I'm speeding and kicking the rhythm and moving the difference. I go on and listen, we bringing the vision. I'm better get with it, we got them all tripping. Listen, Murray from the Mac Town. Not here in Black Town. No question about it. Joey got to bring it back. So what's the half now?
Who we be? Running with the 22 Clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 Clan. Where we be? B and E down to SYD. Steady repping for our original piece. Who we be? Running with the 22 Clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 Clan. Where we be? B and E down to SYD. Steady repping for our original piece.
You say I'm oppressed, but you were pressed in Vermont. 60,000 years of bloodline, you ain't even got spines. What privilege is on the floor? Soak it up, snowflake. Why you crying for if it's just only a day? It's a day where all my women got beaten and raped. Babies got buried in the sand and they got kicked in the face. Took our heads back as tokens, yeah, I whoop them away. I stay proud of my culture, but convict culture's the rage. You can call me Buck, I'm Buck and cheat of the bone. Black and strong like my tribe, waiting for our river to flow. I run my mouth like Kathy's legs and I back it all up. Got my brothers on the sideline and they run the ball up. What? From the big smoke, but this titter's connected. Well respected, I'm a reflection of my mother.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Selwyn on the line. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm all right, brother.
Good.
Last weekend, today ringing up now, I'm in one of them Gordon Ramsay mood, brother.
Gordon Ramsay mood. No swearing.
Yeah.
No swearing.
But brother, yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the boom caller, Raylene Cooper. Brother, I love their call.
Yeah.
I should talk about global warming and global... not so much global warming, but what the but Glencoe and what they're doing to the environment, brother, and I'm pissed off about that.
Yes.
And you know, like those people down south with the neo-Nazis, this is a white man country, brother, but global warming really is true.
It is real. Yep.
And it's things are opening up. One in three white Australians, I think that's the figure. Will have melanoma by the time they turn 70, brother. And they tell us this is a white man country. Brother, tonight, Australian story, Michelle Turvey, talks about his son.
Yes.
And Cassie's Turvey. And brother, there's another Australian story. That's the one that really, really, really pisses me off, brother. You know, teens that have died, like TJPT and Errol Wiles and Townsville, and a lot of them young people, and what really pisses me off, and if anyone can go on YouTube and look at the Australian story, Carol and Jones, the Heiner affair, brother, Kevin Lindbergh, he was a whistleblower, brother, and the 14-year-old girl got raped, she was at John Oxley. Pack rate, brother, the two blokes, and it was shut up. Given they shut up money in their 30s, and you don't need nobody, again, I'm going to swear again, brother, nobody gets charged over the rape, brother. And still a lot of people don't know about that, but if they could go on YouTube and look at that Arno affair, like the 14-year-old girl, brother Kevin, and those who were Rogues Gallery, a lot of them people, like, I forgot that shit, Blye, but the Queen and Premier, Kevin Rudd, all of them, top heavy in politics, brother, all of them covered up, and nobody got charged over them. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Selwyn, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Well, it's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. You might thank you for your time. 1 hour program, come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns, your Dingy Country, BBM Bumber Bip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across this country, Big Island, a Deadly Black Network. And thank you for your company, Mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. You've got the news coming up very soon with NERS, National News Radio Service. Stay tuned.
talk. It's your boy MSP. Ecole. I ask that for worry. Worry belong island Keseni.
Ecole take me go biking. Take me go biking. For my island, oh my, I got worry for you. Take me go biking. Take me go biking. For my island, oh my, I got worry for you.
They were the sunny set and the sapuri fly. But the uraba waitels wait to an island breeze. With the sunny set and the sapuri fly. But the uraba waitels wait to an island. I always go remember where I come from.
Drop a top.
Because I'm island man, I buy go badu man, and you cannot take that away from me.
And they say home is where your heart is.
Oh yes, I believe it. And if I can feel it, yes, I can do
took the privilege, y'all took the wealth, took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made it feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough and better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga, new day seems. Nothing changed, we afraid, we glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockups, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent.